You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
From our WISS studios right downtown in Oshkosh. Kind of a chilly day out there, but not too chilly for Alex Belleville, owner of Mirrorless Productions, to walk into the house. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me.
You bet. You know, I got to be honest with you. You're doing something that, and we were talking about everybody wants to own a bar, everybody wants to run a pizza place. Anybody that's been involved in the media, TV or something, want to own their own production company. That's always the cool thing to do. Tell me the yin and the yang, the good and the bad.
Well, I love it. It has never been a better time to do what I do, creating videos and telling stories for clients. I think so many businesses have realized the importance of storytelling, you know, just in their business and in their brand, and needing to tell that, not just through video, but, you know, other medium, visual mediums too, like photos. But we do video first and foremost at Mirrorless Productions. We also do photos, and we've been diving into web design and helping clients set up video campaigns.
Boy, you look at everything. I bet you have some clients that's pretty Greek. You're like they don't know. They've been in business. They've been successful. But, you know, it's like, you know, that book, Who Moved My Cheese? It's like the world's changing around you. You need someone like you, young guy, entrepreneurial, to kind of explain, hey, this is where you got to go.
There is, I love that you mentioned that, because there are so many businesses that we work with that it's their first time in telling their story. And some of these businesses, like I've been in business 10 years. Some of these businesses we work with, they've been in business for 30 years, 40 years, and they're telling their story for the first time. Right. And that, like, I get so much pride in that and telling their story, because it's like they haven't done this before. And it's just never been a better time for them to do that. So I take a lot of pride in that.
Well, I give them credit if they're still in business after 30 years, because they had to have hired some younger people, because that, and I was in this business a little bit a few years back, it has changed more than any business I've ever seen in about a 12 to 15 year span, technically, and what you can do and the possibilities. It's mind-boggling what it was like when you started, probably, versus right now, correct?
100%. I would say that's, you know, why I mentioned it's never been a better time, because it's more affordable now for us creators. We can keep our team a little bit smaller. One thing I'm really proud of is our team at Mirrorless is small but mighty. We're a team of three. We handle most productions that we film with a team of two. You know, I'm directing and shooting every client video, and then I have an assistant who's also setting up maybe a second camera or the lights, and so we're able to be very nimble, but also work fast for our clients and also be affordable.
Pretty incredible what two or three of you guys can do, too.
100%.
You know, I mean, I work at a nonprofit. We had you come in and do some training videos for us, which we, you know, reading the binder, whatever. You just, in the time, and we need videos when they want to do it. We're 24 hours, 7 day a week operation. And somebody wants to learn at 2 a.m, then, and it was great. It was two, three people that came in, and it was, you'd think they had a whole, you know, theater cast.
That type of video was the first actually type of video that got me into commercial filmmaking. I started out doing wedding videos and music videos, hip-hop music videos. Believe it or not, there was a lot of hip-hop artists back around the time of 2014 and 2015 in the Fox Valley. And I actually, when I was in school and I started the business in 2015, I had a local recovery group reach out to me about doing, it was Step Industries, now Apricity, and I did a training video for them. And that actually got me into the commercial space.
Tell me how it starts. Yeah, just the very beginning. Go to school, do whatever. How did you get from there to here and still paying the bills?
Yeah, so my story gets kind of personal, and I never mind sharing it because I want to help others. And so I found my purpose with the camera when I turned my life around. So when I was young, from, you know, high school into my early 20s, I really struggled with addiction and kind of went down the wrong path. And
don't mean to characterize them, but you seem like the last person just looking at you. You know what I mean? You just seem like,
And I don't mind you saying that, because I always say I'm a perfect example of someone who comes from a good home and screws it all up. Like, I have amazing parents, an awesome big family, and they're all doing great things, right? I just, you know, kind of went down the wrong path, made, you know, a handful of wrong decisions. But that also, when I turned it around, that kind of gave me a story. Like, I started telling my own story and then started telling other people's stories. And I think from me turning around, it gave me that level of empathy and gratitude. And I don't think I'd be the storyteller today if I didn't go through all the things that I went through.
That's I want to say this because I've been following Alex for a while. So I realized what he was doing at that point when you turned that corner, when you started telling that story. And so I've kind of followed that entire time. I did want to mention, and we've all seen them, the training videos at work.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
In the 80s.
Yeah.
How bad they were. acting. Right? Yeah. Right?
The acting.
Well, Helen, you shouldn't talk that way. Right. It's not like that anymore.
Nope. The first video that I did, the first training video, I thought it was a lot of fun because the company let me be a little bold and have fun with it. Like, we had a guy come into work, like, his pockets were full with, like, a Red Bull and cigarettes, and then we put, like, a big red symbol, like, you can't do that. And cool. So we got to have some fun with it, and kind of almost like an ode to those older videos.
Yep. I hate to say it, but they're comical.
Those old ones, yes, they are. Like, absolutely.
I actually love watching old commercials and seeing old ads.
Absolutely.
It's so fun to see, like, what was done back then versus now.
You know, taking the entrepreneurial plunge is not easy. Mm. I mean, the success rate is really not that high. And I'm sure you went through a tough time. Mm-hmm. I work with people like that. But, boy, you come out a lot stronger.
100%.
You know? But what was the impetus to do your own? I mean, you could have worked somewhere. But you own the company, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
I am such a go, go, go individual. And for me, like, one of the best parts of my job is that no one week is the same. You know, one week we're out shooting for this, you know, small business or nonprofit. The next week I may be traveling and working with a big brand. The week after that, I'm in studio editing, working with Austin. And I love that, you know, everything is changing and moving so fast. I just kind of knew early on, like, I wanted to tell other stories and I wanted the freedom to work with a large amount of people. Like, for me, people used to always say to me, like, oh, like, you guys are doing amazing. Like, how big are you going to grow your team?
Yeah.
And I don't look at it like, how big are we going to grow the team? But, how many different businesses and brands can we help? Can I work with bigger brands? Can I create, bigger commercials? Can my work get better? That takes, me growing my skills and getting bigger cameras and stuff like that.
I two things I want to ask you about. What are you still doing weddings?
No. I haven't done weddings for years, but...
Jim's daughter's getting married. No, I think he was trying to get a deal.
You're right. That's what I was going to get at. Because that's not cheap.
No, and I'm not going to lie. Once in a while, I still get tempted to want to do them because they are a good gig,
All the cameras. Anyway, I was just wondering if you did that. I want to talk a little bit more about the people that don't know this is the circle, this is the venue they should be in.
Yep.
You know, because we talked about businesses 30, 40 years. I'm talking about the car dealer, the printing shop, the dry cleaner. And how do you get them to look at you and say, this is where we got to go? This TV billboard stuff is history.
Great question. To me, it's as simple as you can connect with a video faster than any other way. A great commercial or ad or video that tells your story within seconds can connect you to what you do, right? And people don't have the time anymore. Like, I put it like this. When someone jumps on your website, they don't want to spend 15, 20 minutes in trying to figure out what you do and what your story is and when you started, right? And so if you can tell that story in 60 seconds and just entice them to want to reach out to you, that's what a video should do.
Wouldn't you buy from this guy? I mean, you got pretty good energy, man. That's awesome.
I truly love what I do.
Yeah, I can tell.
I was going to say, I don't care what somebody's selling, whether it's radio, TV, whatever. You better make that person you're making that pitch to believe that you really do love it and you're doing that job because that's your favorite job in the world. You have that attitude. Because haven't we all been around, say, where somebody comes to make a pitch about something, and it's like, you're not even enjoying what you're doing here telling me about your product. You're just the opposite. I'm not blowing smoke here, but I like that.
I got a big old smile right now. I appreciate that because it's true.
And you've heard it before. I mean, I had a guy come into my office one time and trying to sell me some stuff. I owned a little paper converting company. I said, "How you doing, man?" He goes, "I'm looking."
Like, looking for
totally,
sale.
Totally unlike you. No, I'm looking like for another job type thing. He was just looking, and yet you you're very committed to your product.
I've had that too with people where they've come into different things. Like, I used to do some radio. You guys got anything?
He's looking for anybody?
Exactly.
And that's the biggest thing for me. Even people that I work with, I always tell people, like, I've worked with a lot of younger creatives, or I've had interns at Mirrorless, and I say, you just have to love this, because if you love it, you can be in it for the long haul. To me, it's
how many times do people say you look like Matt LaFleur?
You know what I get more often? What? Actually, I get Ryan Reynolds sometimes.
Oh, yeah. And maybe that's it.
Okay, get out of here. Go on, bye.
Nobody likes a bragger.
The other thing I want to mention too about Alex really quick is he's helped kind of keep I don't want to say restore Oshkosh, but your place now is in a very unique location in Oshkosh.
Love it.
It was part of kind of in this Buckstaff area here in Oshkosh, big, you know, a furniture making company that's gone. Oh. And it's an old building, right? What was it and what made you decide to go there?
Yeah, I love that you knew that too, because when I first toured that building, I did not realize it was a Buckstaff building. And so what's so cool is that's the
What's Buckstaff?
They created furniture, right? They built furniture, wood area around here and stuff. And my mom worked there forever.
Really?
So
that's
kind of interesting.
They made like all those awesome classic wooden chairs that you see in schools that were, I think, all across America.
Really?
Buckstaff made.
Yep.
And so I actually bought like 4 or 5 of those chairs after we moved in, and we use them like in model shoots and stuff like that.
Oh, that's awesome.
But Todd's asking, the renovation is not easy. I mean, it's sometimes cheaper to go to a strip mall, you know? I mean, what was the impetus there?
So what was really neat for us was we actually had a client who they're half owner in the building. So Smart IS, formerly Oracular, they purchased the building with a partner, and they were a client of ours in 2019.
Oh.
So what was really neat was, you know, I was actually working out of a very small historic building, the Pabst building next to the Oshkosh Chamber. Our old studio before our current one was so small. It was like a one room bathroom attached, right? And so, you know, and that was what we needed at the time. But for us, we really needed more space. During COVID, we had a lot of clients show us that they wanted us to like shoot, you know, virtual event videos in-house in studio, just like you guys are doing this radio show in studio, right? And so we needed more space. And so when I toured that, I loved that it was open. I loved the historicness of it. The best part about our space is the original Buckstaff wood floors. I've never seen cooler wood floors.
You know what's cool about people down here in downtown Oshkosh area? You all want to, you have phenomenal, and I mentioned this earlier, synergy, where you really, you're competitors, but you help each other, except for one thing. You always brag that you always have the coolest building and the oldest building. And it's like every building down here, the people we deal with, like our guy that is our great sponsor for our veteran
Nate
segment.
Nate Olson, who's in the old
fire station.
Fire station. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's got to be a cool building.
Absolutely. We got this. We were talking about somebody else earlier who's in one very big old.
Even this one's kind of cool, right? It used to be a speakeasy,
right? Yeah, I walked in. I thought your guys' building was
amazing.
That's
what I mean. Like the ceilings here have to be 150 years old.
Yeah.
But okay, I'm not going to say who has 7 motors. Cycles in his basement in one of the cool old buildings here that we had on today.
Really?
He's telling me about it. Yeah. He's got a freight elevator.
Okay.
We
need to know who this
Alex,
is.
Alex, your video production, kind of a marketing guy, right?
That's,
you're under the umbrella of marketing. I want you, when we come back, because we're out of time here, but you're going to stick around. Mirrorless Productions, that name.
Yep.
And they always have a story behind the name. So I want to hear that when we come back, because that's a very cool name.
You got it.
All right. And I'm so happy for you. You're a young guy and
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me today and talk about this.
Not Matt LaFleur, though, huh? You don't get LaFleur?
Well, I see that, too, don't you?
One time.
Do you ever use it to your benefit?
Yeah.
Do you ever pretend to be him?
You want to hear from Matt LaFleur?
Yeah, how's she doing now?
Exactly. Right. Quick break. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
From our downtown studios in Oshkosh on a Thursday morning. We're with Alex Belleville, owner of Mirrorless Productions. And I know we can't talk about a lot of stuff we talked about during the break, but that was fun too.
It was fun. Good combos.
But what about Mirrorless? That's an interesting name.
Yeah, so it kind of has a double meaning.
Right.
So one, the simple answer is we use mirrorless cameras. When I started the business, mirrorless cameras just came out. They kind of switched over from DSLR cameras to mirrorless. My first camera was a mirrorless camera. I banked on that being big, and maybe our name would pop up online a little bit more because of that. But that was truly half the reason. The other reason, I believe we live in a world where most people try and fit in. We subconsciously mirror the actions of others. I believe we should mirror less. Be different and be bold and be ourselves.
Wow. You put some thought into that.
I did.
Okay, let's just shut down the shop now.
Right, okay, we're done. You're cooler than us. You got a cooler building. You look like a movie star.
Get out the whiteboard. That was a little heavy. It's 8:20 in the morning.
Okay.
Jeez.
Lisa, step in.
To bring it back, I thought of that while making popcorn in my parents' home, okay?
Now that we can relate to.
There we go.
Mirrorless, that's, you know, they always talk about mirroring someone to sell them something, right? You know, mm-hmm. they got their arms crossed, you cross your arms. You do, but you think we should mirror less, be our own individual.
100%.
I love it.
Now, tell me about some of your ideas, though, if you want to put, okay, now all the technical part that you're doing for the companies, that's all great. But the creative part of that movie you've got in your head, any ideas, just some hints which way that would go?
Yeah, so I do have a big, you know, goal and dream to one day make a movie, and I'll probably start with a short film in the next 2 years. I love crime drama films.
Okay.
That's what I want to make.
Well, a real story based on a real story?
It's always the husband.
But potentially a mix.
Okay.
You know, and I'd say there'd be some themes in there, you know, of addiction and recovery and things like that.
How about two radio hosts that, yeah, you know, just little tension, little.
But Alex, I
could bring in a side story with you guys.
Yeah. Alex, there's people
who would play us?
Who got great.
Come on, who would play us?
Robert De Niro.
For who? Oh.
And Joe Pesci.
Me.
Okay, you know what?
I love
that's totally true, guys. That is
I love totally Scorsese, true. Okay? Yeah. I just absolutely love him.
There's been films made in Green Bay, 60 Yard Line, a couple other ones.
The new one, The Green and Gold.
The Green and Gold, and that's just coming out now. And
yeah,
I haven't seen that yet.
I think it's
doing really well.
I think so, too. The reviews on it have been really good.
And
I'm really excited to see that.
Marcus just says, well, we're just only going to give you these X amount of theaters in this X amount of region. And I think they've expanded that. So
yeah.
I'm really happy for them. I think that's great. But a number of people have come in. You know, Mayor, we're going to make this. Thank you. We're going to make this movie. But getting the financing is a struggle.
Yes.
And so I think it's not too early to start thinking about potential investors, and you know what I mean? Because you want to do a movie, especially if it's going to be a feature movie. That's
very much. Right? I mean, that's probably the biggest piece. You know, writing the story is one thing.
Right.
Like for me, you know, I've already started writing and I've worked on, you know, different short films and I'm really kind of honing in on my skills, but that would be the biggest piece. But there are a lot of different avenues now, from like, you know, Kickstarter to getting your script out there, to getting someone to support it.
And I mean, there's people probably lose a lot, but boy, you read about the successes on movies.
Yeah.
I mean, if you hit it right, I mean.
One thing that's been really interesting in the work that I've done in the last 2 years, one thing a lot of people don't know, just close family members and friends, is I've done a lot of government work where we've used a lot of funding to create like recovery PSA type videos. And so I've gotten some really good experience on being like, you know, getting financing and getting videos backed.
You know, one of the things though too, I have this friend, well, not a friend, I had her on my radio show a couple of years ago. She did a unbelievable documentaries. And I love documentaries. I could watch documentaries. It's called Where Soldiers Come From. Mm-hmm. And she followed this group of soldiers, National Guardsmen, from the Upper Peninsula, UP. They basically, her hometown, they joined the National Guard to pay for school.
That's cool.
Short time later, they're looking for IEDs in Afghanistan.
Wow.
Something they just never signed up for. But, you know, you raise your right hand and you say you're going to do it. Mm-hmm. So she told an amazingly incredible story. But the work she put into that, it was like a couple years of her life, and she went to Afghanistan and does all these things. And I think she said her dad kind of helped finance the whole thing.
Really?
So there isn't a one-size-fits-all when it comes to doing some of these projects, is there?
Not at all. And I love that you mentioned, too, like it took years.
Yes.
And that's why I always say you have to love this. Like filmmaking teaches me so much patience, because like even when we do a small commercial project, that takes like 100 hours over the course of like a month and a half. So imagine what a movie takes.
And you're going to be the producer. When it comes to casting, I think you're going to be surprised how many people are going to be calling. I mean, everybody wants to be in a movie, right?
Yep.
We did this reading for a movie at the Meyer Theater, and I just couldn't believe how many people showed up to. And the movie never got produced, but I'm just saying the people who wanted to be in it. So
that's really cool.
And there's a lot of talent in this community as well, so you're going to have a lot of fun with that. So the short film, right, that can get you some traction.
Yep.
You might enter the film festival next year, the year after?
Yep. I mean, for me right now is the biggest thing I've recently done is I started a personal filmmaking channel. So Alex Belleville, yes, we have, you know, Mirrorless, and I have social media for that.
Man, you got a lot of things working.
So, and I've done it because
he's got five kids.
Yeah. Yes, and I got five kids.
That's why I work so much. You can get out of the house.
That is definitely part of it. But, you know, they're going to be helping soon. Like my oldest son, he's going to work with me this summer.
It's got to be a grip at least. East, right?
Yep.
That's awesome what you're doing. So your clientele, do you have a favorite that you like? I mean, you do a lot of the nonprofit, which I think is awesome.
Yes.
Help the people in recovery and some of these other things that this people need to know about. I mean, I just think there's a huge void in connecting the resource with the person who needs the recovery. Homeless, fentanyl.
100%.
You know, and you can help that. But like, what's your niche? Let's be wheelhouse. Where are you happiest? working with? Because we would like to help you. I think you're a fine entrepreneur.
I appreciate that. I love working with new businesses that, you know, are just starting to really grow their brand and putting themselves out there and that want to tell their story. So if you haven't told your story before in video and you feel like that would, you know, enhance your business, I would love to talk to you about ways that we could do that.
And I think sometimes you hear these things about this commercial cost X and X, and I think your industry can scare people away.
Yes.
And I think that's where you got to get in front of them and say, look, this, what you're spending on newspapers and billboards, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with those venues, but those channels, I should say, but you could do something that's practical.
Yep. And the best point about video is you have that video for life. That video should serve right. you for years to come if done right. It should be able to live on the homepage of your website for years, where a billboard, you have that for 1 month, 2 months.
Right.
And then you got to pay it again to run it again.
I'm going to still say one thing. Some of the old school news photographers that I worked with would be so jealous if they see how streamlined. They used to carry the light belts that weighed about 40 pounds, the big recording deck that weighed about 40 pounds, the camera that weighed about 60 pounds, the tripod from World War II.
And I can only imagine how much more that stuff costed just 20 years ago. Right. That's why I'm so grateful to do this today in 2025.
That's why we have mirrorless. You know what I mean? I think that's great. Great name. And just thanks for your giving back a little bit to teach people how to make films, too. I think that's cool. We didn't talk enough about that. But you have I can't wait to watch. Yeah, you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
This is great. All right. So you're the owner. How do people contact you if it's a small business listening or even a large business?
Yeah, reach out. Go to our website, mirrorlessprod.com. Prod is short for production.
Okay. You got it all, Alex.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, welcome back. My name is Eric, coming your way from our studios in downtown Oshkosh at WISS. Lisa Hale, who pretty much runs the entire shop down here.
Yes, I am in charge of everything.
I still think Pat Tracy overslept or something. Who's going to be on tonight?
No, bless
his heart. He's stuck in Chicago, right?
Stuck in Chicago,
with the weather? Yeah. Where was he traveling to? I can't remember.
I do not know.
Is he on his way home or going someplace?
He's coming back to Oshkosh.
Okay. Back.
Yep. Got it.
Yeah. So we got a text like at midnight saying, hey, I'm not going to make it kind of thing. So
knowing him, he's out at some convention. That guy is so plugged into promoting this
community.
He's probably
out at like doing a bar run or something, right? Three or four bars.
You know,
maybe that's it. But
one of my
pretty amazing.
Favorite Discover Oshkosh, you know, around with Pat is when he does go to a bunch of different dive bars. And I loved that one. I giggled so much.
He actually just did that one. And one of them was Pete's Garage Bar, which is my favorite bar, which is right down here. Oh, the best food.
Yeah.
I didn't know he does. Because I know there's one guy. Didn't we have a guy on one time who does a dive bar segment? Obviously it wasn't Pat, but I thought we had a guy on one time. But I'd like to see Pat's. Where does he put those?
You go to Discover Oshkosh online and you can see all of his videos right there.
Oh, yep. I got to see that. Yep. I didn't know he did a dive bar thing.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So there's always stuff going on in Oshkosh.
Yep.
Anything big with Valentine's Day?
Oh my gosh. There are so many things happening Valentine's Day wise here in Oshkosh. I mean, Sturgeon Spirits, which is over on Oregon, is doing Valentine's Day pairings. Let's see here. Of course, you know, Beckett's and several other restaurants, the Howard, are all doing Valentine's Day dinners. So, you know, if you go to the Discover Oshkosh site, which is Visit Oshkosh or discoveroshkosh.com, you can see everybody that's planning to have dinner.
And I want to hear about that chocolate walk. You mentioned it 3 hours ago, though. So tell me about that.
Okay. Let me tell you about the Downtown Oshkosh Chocolate Stroll.
Chocolate Stroll, sorry.
It's called the Chocolate Stroll. You grab your little thing, your little ticket, and you'll receive a map marking every business that has chocolate tastings. And you get to go by each one of those businesses and taste the chocolate.
Is it like original chocolate, or can they get chocolate from anywhere? How does this?
I don't know. Okay. I mean, it looks like it says chocolate tastings, so it's probably different chocolates from different places.
Okay, ever since we did our show live a week or so ago at Vintage Rose in town of Lawrence.
Right.
Okay. We have upped our game a little bit. We pronounce it chocolate.
Chocolate.
We pronounce it very fast. Everything that they had, it wasn't just a chocolate, whatever. It was a chocolate.
Like pain au chocolat and things like that. That's pulling in the French.
That's how we're doing it now.
Well, we have to continue to say chocolat.
You're from New Orleans. You guys say chocolat, don't you?
We do say chocolat.
There you go.
But, you know, it is what it is.
When is that event? I think that's great that
that
you
went. That event is Saturday. Saturday from 1 until 4 p.m. Right. And tickets are $20, and you can get them at Discover Oshkosh. That'd should check that out.
Cool.
Hey, was I being incorrect when I said about these guys? Phenomenal teamwork throughout Oshkosh, but the only one thing they brag more about than all of their competitors is how old their building is. And we are doing the same thing here with how old this cool building is. I was looking at the ceiling here. That's going to be 150 years old.
I would say so.
The metal things here.
Those metal ceiling tiles.
You took those to one of those big reclamation shows, you know, these multi-million dollar and you had that, those would be about $300 a tile.
Yep, that's the type of thing. A friend of mine redid his kitchen and put those tiles up in his kitchen, and I absolutely loved them. And he did that. He went to a reclamation and got all those.
So. Yeah, this downtown Oshkosh, all these great old buildings that the business people here have reclaimed. Magnificent.
We're doing a lot here in this area of Oshkosh. This is called the Sawdust District or the Brooklyn District. And we're building some new apartments over just across the street from us here. And we've got a new apartment building up over there.
And I think we should just remind people, not just people in Oshkosh, but everywhere, these things take time.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that Sawdust District was talked about some time ago. And it's evolving and it takes tenacity because it's, you know, sometimes it's like, this is more expensive than we thought, or the infrastructure's not there, or we don't have the money to do it, and then they walk away. But you guys keep at it here.
Well, you know, you got to keep at it anywhere because it may be 2025 right now, but you've got to be thinking out to 2030. What's happening in 5 years? What's happening in 10 years?
Right.
What can we do to be ready in 15 years?
Right.
Because you have to think ahead or else you're not.
Right. But with the retail, the restaurants, some of the great shops that you have here, how is housing coming along here in Oshkosh?
Housing in Oshkosh, we're landlocked, so we can't do a whole lot. And they are working on a lot of different housing things. Well, so we'll have to see how that pans out.
Those communities that are landlocked and can't grow out, they got to grow up.
Right.
And I don't know what your ordinances are, but people got to back off a little bit on three stories. You got to let them grow a little bit higher. You know what I mean?
Well, that's just it. We are in Oshkosh. We are surrounded by other communities and, of course, by the lake. Water. So we can't do anything that way. So you're right.
Can I take a moment here and just do a little hats off to Lisa?
Why?
Well, because we have three signals, right? We have 97.9 in Green Bay. We have 96.5 in Appleton. And we have 98.3 in Oshkosh. And we had Karen on from the publisher of the Oshkosh Herald this morning, and she said it's a small staff, and you know all that. That's our new staff right there, with maybe a little help from a few other members of the team like Jesse and so forth. Mm-hmm. Lisa has to cover that entire region by herself. And it's not easy, and I think you do a really nice job.
Well,
and so
I
just thought I would put that out there.
Well, I still think you do a great job with it, putting together that
New Wisco Weekend.
Well, yeah. And she does that too.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, just a variety of great, interesting stories.
But
thank you.
You're also pre-programmed. Like I said, I'm still overly impressed with this, that the Green Bay Police Department has an accident and they send Dear Lisa M. Hale.
That's awesome. Because I'm on their mailing list.
I bet you're on a ton of mailing lists. Have it all connected?
Oh, I am on so many mailing lists and get so many press releases, and poor John just spilled something all over his front. I mean,
guess we'll be ordering a new staff shirt for Mino.
Good gracious. But yes, I mean, I get so many press releases. If I sat down and counted how many emails a day I get, it would be frightening.
You know what's fun though too, Lisa, is you've got such a news background. Okay.
Oh yeah, I do.
So I mean, you know, if anybody can, you're a savvy veteran, and I mean that in the best way. Back when you had to do it, you know what I mean, a lot more just wading through stuff to get to it. So it's like I think you've adapted real good, don't you, to the modern way of.
Most definitely. Yeah. I mean, I love modern technology. Trust me.
Yeah.
When I was doing news back even 30 years ago, and we had to cut tape for our actualities or whatnot. I mean, thank goodness.
That was when I was in college, and that was one of our final projects. We had to do a radio show, and you had to write your own commercials and you had to produce them. Mm-hmm. And you had to do that with the with that damn razor blade.
Yep.
And it, you know, in college, you got those a couple of labs. You know what I mean? It's like somebody would be waiting. When your minute is up, boy, they're in there. So you're panicking, you're sweating, and you can't get the damn scotch tape to work.
Oh, and that's just it. You know, when you run out of splicing tape, yes, then you have to grab the scotch tape and make yes it work, baby, because yes that's the only way to get it done.
Yes. Incredible. And we made it work, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the things that have changed from the, God, I hate to say this, from the 80s.
Yeah.
Until today, it is amazing the changes in technology and how it has advanced the media.
And you know what we were talking about earlier? We ran out of time with Karen. Something I wanted to bring up where she said she gets asked, is it still a viable business to go into? You know, the journalism business. It never hurts having that background. It never hurts learning some of the mechanics of putting a good story together, of communicating. So whether or not you're ever going to work for a newspaper, having that background of the journalism and being very cognizant of how you present, you know, what you write or whatever, I still think that's really important, don't you?
I do. I do. I have written both journalistically and literally, you know, for literature or whatever, both. I have written journalistic articles and then I've sat down and I have written copy that would go on websites. And it's different types of writing, but yet the same things are there.
Exactly.
The way you present it, the way you do things like that, it's always there.
And I think as you're talking about that, I just want to throw this in. You can go to our websites, wiss.fm and wgbw.fm, and get local news right there. And you can even sign up for newsletters. They go out twice a week. And if you're not signing up for that, you're missing some of the stories that you may not, you know, you may miss on the air. So do that. Sign up. And again, wiss.fm, wgbw.fm.
And I will say this about going to the websites and going to our newsletters. When I write a story for radio, it's 30 to 60 seconds. So it's very short, sweet, to the point. Here it is. When I write for the website, I'm writing an article that is much longer. Sometimes I'll spend 3 hours on an article and Todd's going, come on, let's get it faster. But, you know,
but let's be honest about something. It's easier to write a long article than a short one.
It is. It is, because you don't have to worry so much
exactly
about cutting things down.
Exactly.
It's much harder to write a short article.
Yeah.
I think, though, I don't want to lose the point you were making before, is that as much as things have changed, and you talk about the 80s, just to remind you, that was 45 years ago. But I'm saying the passion, the message is still the same.
Did you have to remind me that I graduated from college 40 years ago?
She's the one who brought it up. Did I bring that up?
I somehow stumbled upon, because I still don't know what cable channels I get, and I stumbled upon 80s videos. Oh, man.
But you got to admit, I mean, Todd's younger, but he's getting older. He caught up today a little bit. It doesn't seem that long ago.
No, it really doesn't. It does not seem that long ago. But when you go back and think about what you were doing in the 80s, how different it is from today. Do you know that the 1980s are as far away from today as 1940 was from the 1980s?
Right.
I mean, the changes.
And that seems like ancient history. The 80s seems like, well, it's a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not a couple years ago.
For us, it's a couple of years ago.
But the point I want to make is, you know, entrepreneurs in the 80s, you know, Alex has that same passion. You know, they do it. I think what you were saying was that the technology has changed, but the purpose hasn't changed.
No, the purpose has not
changed. The mission
has
hasn't changed.
You know, you still are there to tell the stories, to give the information that people want to, need to, should know. So, yeah.
Would you recommend somebody, if a high school student came in and said, think about majoring in journalism, what would you tell them?
I would tell them, if you major in journalism, you're going to have a wide breadth of knowledge that you can use for many different things.
Right.
Whether it's journalism, whether it's going to law school after, whether it's going into government. political science people, majoring in journalism is a wonderful thing to do because you learn how the government actually works. I don't think a lot of people realize just how the government works. And that's one of the things that you have to know as a journalist.
All right. Well, interesting
point.
Yeah.
Now, would I advise going into it as a career? If you have got energy, do it, baby.
And be okay moving, because you're going to have to bounce around between jobs to move up, make a few more bucks. True?
Oh, yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've moved back and forth from Louisiana to Wisconsin. Yeah. So.
You have to.
You could have done something else. I mean,
she was doing something else.
I just want to say that I tell students of mine, it's like you find your passion, and people worry about money too much. And I think if you...
said by a man who doesn't have to worry about money that much.
That wasn't my point.
I know it wasn't.
My point was I wanted to have my own business since I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. And I did, and you're right. It kind of worked out for me. But there was times I'm telling you, we had no money. But mm-hmm. And I tell the students too, I said, it's kind of nice to have no money because then when you have it, it's really nice. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? The point I want to make, I still think you should pursue your passion, even though you get into journalism and you look, it's like, oh my God, are you kidding me? I got friends making twice that much.
Right. But with my journalistic background, I was able to parlay that into, I've got a marketing degree now, I've done marketing, I've done all of that. So there's
doors that open.
There are a lot of different doors that
That's
can
awesome.
Open.
We're just lucky to have you.
You're darn right.
What about if somebody asked if they should go into radio?
Again, if you've got the energy and can really, really work at it, yeah.
But it's not just radio anymore. Now it's the digital stuff, it's the online stuff.
Yeah. Multimedia. You know? Yep. They don't even ask, like for TV, it used to be looking for a general reporter, whatever. Now it's multimedia mm-hmm. specialist.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Mirrorless right. Productions. He's got it all.
Or that. All right. All right. Stay with us, Lisa. My name is Mayor, coming your way from WISS in Oshkosh. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Studios in Oshkosh at WISS. Lisa Hale, Corporate News Director for Civic Media, joining us.
And well, she's not the corporate.
I'm not the corporate news director. We're looking for a corporate news
director. I'm
sorry. I'm the Bureau Chief or News Director for Northeast Wisconsin.
Okay.
So I cover our 12 to 13 counties. I almost said parishes again.
Yeah.
But counties.
Okay.
That New Orleans thing, us up here in the north really had a hard time understanding that parishes are counties.
Parishes are counties.
We don't call, we call those churches.
That's because Louisiana is under the Napoleonic Code. Its laws are completely different from everybody else's laws. Yeah. It operates under the Napoleonic Code.
But those are real, like what parish you're from. I was talking to a guy from, he played for the Packers. And we're just talking to him. He goes, oh, he's from a different piece. I'm so-and-so parish. They're all losers there or whatever. It's like, what? And it's like, they really, like their parish is real identity.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I lived in Ouachita Parish and Morehouse Parish. And, you know, if you said something about East Carroll or West Carroll Parish, you were like, well, those are the agriculture people.
Right.
You know.
That's what I mean. It was really branded into them.
Yeah.
So we asked you this before, but you still have a very heavy accent. You still love New Orleans.
It's a heavy accent. Oh, my God. I feel terrible now.
Well, it's there sometimes.
Okay.
It's worse when she's down south.
Okay.
It's worse when I go home, and it's worse
when
I drink.
And when you come back, I'll bet.
And when I drink.
Yeah.
It comes
out.
So what'd you have for breakfast?
I know New York people, they're like that.
I'm just kidding.
It starts out, they're from Long Island, and by the end of it, it's Long Island. The island. It's Guy Island.
So what you were asking me, Jim, I'm sorry.
You're here.
Yes.
We love it that you're here.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell us again, what got you here? And then are you going back?
I will not move back to Louisiana to live ever again. As much as I love the food of Louisiana, Louisiana can be very difficult for someone like me because I'm a free thinker and an open thinker, and a lot of Louisiana is not. I like the South. I love some of the culture of the South. I prefer to live here in Wisconsin.
Okay, and what got you here? Because we're different than the South.
We are different from the South. However, I grew up in Michigan. I spent the first 12 years of my life in the Thumb area of Michigan.
What town again?
Almont.
Almont.
Almont. And we moved down to Louisiana when I was 12. I did my formative years there, of course. And then when I became an adult, I've gone back and forth between Wisconsin and Louisiana and Texas and Mississippi and blah, 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 because I've been in radio. You know, you move around. But I prefer the Midwest very much so.
I grew up around Bad Axe, that area in Michigan, all those little towns.
I know those little areas.
That's a nice area. That's a very underrated, not many people know about the Thumb region of Michigan. I mean, everybody knows about Detroit. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows about the beautiful coast on the other side. Mm-hmm. People don't realize that Thumb area is very cool.
Yeah, it is. I mean, my family hails from CAPAC and Emily City and Alma City, yeah. And all of those. So, yeah, I even drug my best friend on a trip there.
What year did you leave there?
I left Almont in 1978.
Oh, okay. So I was working in Flint in like 81, 82, 83.
Oh, you probably knew my uncle.
I used to go up to that area and cover sports all the time.
He was a professor at Charles Mott Stewart Community College.
Mott is a great college.
Yes, it is. Sorry, we're talking all Michigan stuff now.
No problem.
But yeah, my uncle Jim Drummond was an English professor there.
Cool.
And an awesome man.
Awesome.
Absolutely awesome man.
The reason I ask, Lisa, is people move, and it's always their parents' hope that they're going to move back.
Well,
and many times the community's hope too. And I don't mind people moving, but you know, I was just wondering if, like, well, yeah, I'm here right now. I'm making a good living. I'm making a difference, but I want to move back there. That's interesting to say that this is home for you, and
this
I think that's
is
great.
Home. This is home. My sister still lives in Louisiana. My brother lives in Arkansas, and we have no other relatives that are still living.
Yeah, that's part
you know, of it. So my nieces and nephews and whatever are in the South, but I'm here in Wisconsin.
That's awesome,
and that's where great. I plan on staying.
Okay,
all right, Wisco.
New Wisco Weekend is coming up, of course, Saturday and Sunday, and it is about random acts of kindness. I'm just now putting it together.
Well, today is Kindness Day or something, isn't it?
What
is
Random today? Acts of Kindness Day is Monday.
Oh, okay.
But we are definitely, today's Kiss Day.
Oh, that's what it is.
Thinking.
Okay,
and Radio Day.
And World Radio Day, yeah. That's right.
There you go.
Isn't it funny that Todd's birthday is on World Radio Day?
I think it's funnier that it's on Kiss Day.
He doesn't
Come here,
think
Jim.
It's funny. Trust
Come here,
me.
Jim.
He's been moving over. You notice that? We started out this morning at 6, and now he's right on top of my lap.
Well, Lisa, you sure do a great job for us.
Well, I appreciate it. I do try. And as Todd says, there's a lot to cover between Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh.
Okay, would you do me
and
one
every
favor?
Place
would
in
you
between.
Do me one favor so I don't get lost again coming here?
I will try.
I just need an address.
601 South 601. Main Street.
Okay.
Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Why did somebody tell me it was on Jackson Street?
We've
Nobody
never
has.
Been on Jackson nope. Street. However, if you come down Jackson Street and keep coming and keep coming, Jackson does end up crossing with 6th Street.
Right. And then you take
so
a
you
left.
So you could take a left and park in the back of the building and you're good.
It's not the directions they gave me.
You know, you didn't ask me. That's the thing.
They told me to drive
I would have given
around.
You old-fashioned directions.
They told me to drive around for about 20 minutes, just try to find it.
I would have given you old-fashioned directions. You know, you turn here at the Quick Trip, and then you go down past Mad Chicken. And
that
when you pass Mad
perfect.
Chicken, you know, you got to give the plate.
The landmarks.
The that's landmarks. Right. And right. all landmarks are going to be food-related if they come from me.
We'll
just
take it.
Saying.
Love Lisa, we're going to let you wrap it up here for us.
Oh, I get to wrap it
you
up?
You get to wrap up
okay,
the show.
Okay, this is Mino and the Mayor on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS, also on 96.5 WISS out of Appleton.
Last shout out, birthday boy.
Happy birthday, Todd.
Thank
All
you.
All right, Todd, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Todd.
Todd.
He just loves this.
Why is the floor wet?
Why is the floor wet, Todd?
I don't know, Margo.
What do you do with something that big?
That's funny.
I don't know, Roman Gordon.
Thanks for being here, everybody. Back in tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.